from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That's always a good way to start the day. All right. It's 2 minutes and 38 seconds after the hour 12, and this the month of October in the year of our Lord, 2003. Little shooting in the hood today. With another shooting right near Tim Riley's house. I was standing at that same bus stop like an hour earlier. Excellent. All right. So if you ever feel badly about your station in life, or you feel like things just aren't going your way in this crazy, kooky, mixed-up world of ours, at least people aren't being shot at the bus stop that you were at like 30 minutes previous, you know? So there's always that. All right. Well done. See, Rick Emerson Show live in the studios of Hot Talk today, KOTK in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. We're here with F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom, Sarah Dillon. Huge, all kinds of stuff to get to that. I had to write it all down. This gigantic list of things we're getting through today. CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten going to be with us this hour from New York City. Gary Baumgarten will be here. Other big news, our next two new potential 1080 girls are going to be here today. These are Jessica and Sarah. Are these the sisters or the cousins?
These are the cousins.
That I should even have to ask such a question.
The sisters we think are going to be in on Fridays.
Sweet. All right, so, I mean, you know, I'm just saying for journalistic purposes. Anyway, so Friday, I think, we've got twin sisters coming in. But today, cousins.
Are the ones on Friday actually twins?
Yeah, sort of a main event. We're sort of building up to it.
I didn't realize they were twins.
We're leading into it with cousins, though. First it'll be cousins, then it'll be half-sisters. You know, then pretty soon it'll just be... just be full families in here taking off their clothes.
Yeah, we started out with one, and then we've gone to two that are, you know,
kind of related.
And then we've gone to two that are, like, you know, from the same embryo.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Anyway, so later on today, yeah, Jessica and Sarah, our next two potential 1080 girls, they'll be here. What else? We got another edition of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard coming up today. In honor of Jack Black's continued raking in $1 million at the box office, today we'll be doing top five rock and roll movies of all time. That's coming up in the third hour of the show. We'll be counting in the top five rock and roll movies of all time. And within this hour of the program, within this hour of the Rick Emerson Show, inside this hour, we'll be debuting the new song from our good friend and Portland hip-hop artist, The Low. New single from The Low will be coming up inside this hour. Oh, and we've got the latest iteration of Gene Simmons' Took My Girl Away, the song, new Tim Riley Factor single. We're just music-erific lately. We're building that song track by track. We have the latest version of that. We laid down all the acoustic guitar last night, so we'll get to that later on. All that's coming up. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're moments away from Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom at Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Gangsta.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson, it must be noon. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turned off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5, and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, I got the traffic from Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's the radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
I'm not having it, the radio. Gangsta.
Yeah. I'm not having it, the radio.
Gangsta.
Yeah. I'm not having it, the radio.
Gangsta.
Yeah. I'm not having it, the radio.
It's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, my. Somebody got shot in St. John's. That's our top story. Luckily, not seriously, because the guy picked up a trash can cover to defend himself, and he ended up with a grazing wound. So that is a good thing.
It's a high-class neighborhood.
Now, this happened at the bus stop at North Lombard and Ida.
Now, is there anything significant about that bus stop?
That's where I wait for the bus. This is also the same bus stop that somebody shot out the glass in over the weekend, and it's in front of the gas station where a woman fell out of her car and got killed inside the car wash about a year or so ago.
It's sort of a nexus of all things bad and evil. Didn't you used to, wasn't there a time when you were getting cars you were driving around in?
Yeah,
somebody was coming in here.
Yeah, how times change, I'm telling you. Now we just take our life in our hands every morning now. But thankfully, he left that trash can cover, so if I need to defend myself, I can just pick it up and be grazed by a bullet, apparently.
Why did you stop getting, because you were getting like a new car
every
week.
They ran out of cars for a couple of weeks. But it's okay, because I'm getting used to going to the dentist in the rain on the bus. I'm going back today. And this is the dentist where the water was dripping on my head while I was back in the chair getting my teeth cleaned.
And the water is dripping off a light fixture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going back today for another crown.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to the shooting, here's what happened. A man walks across the street to the Freddie Meyer. We all know it because most of us in that area shop there, saying he got shot. And the victim is a 39-year-old man. He got a grazing wound thanks to the trash can cover that, it stopped the bullet. And nobody in the store at Fred Meyer was in trouble at any time. And that, by the way, has new scanner registers. So that's a good Fred Meyer. Now, the guy who shot him, allegedly, is in custody. He's a 17-year-old subject. He was arguing with a man over a relationship he had with his mom. And the victim, whose name has not yet been released by some people, has been transported to an area hospital. Now, right across the street from there is the ever-popular Roosevelt High School. And so they've locked that down because they don't want any of the kids who are coming out from lunch to find the gun, which is still missing.
Well, so, and because the kids there are probably packing anyway, so there's just going to be, open gunplay.
I have a feeling I know it's going to... He probably threw it in my yard, and McGee is going to find it this afternoon, and I'm going to end up getting shot because he's going to drag it back in the house.
Dog kills owner in hilarious gun mishap. The good news is then we'll have something to talk about. So
you can defend yourself with one of those city trash can covers.
You know, and you go into that Fred Meyer, too. You go into that Fred Meyer... And I'm sure they probably just have a button behind the counter for that. You know, there's like one for like bad produce and one for like somebody who's brought in the wrong rain check or coupon, one for some guy who's just been shot out at the bus stop out front.
There was a woman in a wheelchair trying to start a fight with a guy at the refund counter the other day. I just got out of the way. She was dangerous.
It's just a real hall of souls, that place.
It is. Yeah. I was just hoping the guy that wasn't getting shot wasn't my neighbor who wants to buy my house next year.
Yeah, because that'd be unfortunate.
That would be, wouldn't it? So the gun still hasn't been found. So if you see a gun in St. John's, I know it's a usual thing, but it probably belongs to this guy who tried to shoot this guy who defended himself with a trash can cover. Anyway, that was a story that wasn't even on K2 at 11 o'clock. I think they've cut their budget and aren't some people out to cover things. Here's another story that you want to hear that you didn't hear on K2 either. Fire alarms are ringing at Grant High School, which is at 2245 Northeast 36th Avenue, after smoke was discovered coming from a basement locker room. Four engines were sent there and nobody was hurt, and the students are returning to class. So that's that. Boy, what a busy news day, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Dwayne the Dog Chapman, a bounty hunter who looks like an action hero, who gained international attention this year after capturing convicted rapist Andrew Lester in Mexico, says he is attempting to hunt down the Beaverton softball coach suspected of kidnapping a player. The coach is Andrew Garver, last seen September 26. So was Mimi Smith. Let's see here. Now, the bounty hunter says he doesn't expect a reward, but he wants us to help him find the people.
The more people we all know as Americans, the more people that see his face, that hear about this, whether it's me that apprehends him or the Beaverton policeman or a postman delivering the mail.
So this is the softball coach, and the girl lived with him for a couple of years because there's a bad home.
Two years.
Stake out a bunch of cigarette machines or something, and she'll turn up.
That could be. In late August or early September, Garver's wife kicked him out of their Beaverton apartment because she suspected he was having a sexual relationship with Smith. So I wonder where they went after that. Oh, that's probably
Walmart.
When they left. That's probably when they left.
Yeah.
So anyway, this guy, the dog Chapman here, he raised concerns in June when he captured Max Factor heir Andrew Lester in Mexico. Lester was convicted of raping three women in 1999 and 2000, but ran away.
and was free on $1 million bail. He was sentenced in absentia to 125 years in prison. Mexican police arrested Chapman for crossing the border and grabbing Lester at a taco stand, saying he overstepped his legal authority, but he was released on bail.
Legal authority. He's a bounty hunter. We all know, just like Greedo entering the cantina, you're kind of allowed to do whatever.
He looks like a bounty hunter, too.
Whatever it takes to bring your man. Is that him at the top?
Yeah.
Jesus, he's an unnerving guy. You don't want to see that guy coming into your house late at night.
That's why he's called Dog.
He's no Mitchell Bickford, but, you know, really, who is? By the way, it should be noted that the Rick Emerson Lister Party, which is coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, Thursday, October 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the New Phoenix Last Frontier Casino, it's still without a name, but the percentage of names that are coming in now that are using the phrase Mitchell Bickford something or other, it's now reaching about 75%. Roughly 3 out of every 4 entries uses Mitchell Bickford as some sort of a verbal icing on the cake of the name there.
He's
becoming a folk hero.
He's a modern American. He's somebody we can all look up to.
Absolutely. A role model for the children. The NTSB is investigating a helicopter crash that killed 2 men yesterday. Richard Black and his pilot, he was 57. His lone passenger was 57-year-old David McKay. They were scouting water holes for future forest fire suppression, whatever that is. But their helicopter went down in a town called Swiss Home. Karen Redhead, who is actually a brunette, saw the chopper go down.
Was coming down the creek, and all at once it hit something, and it threw it like it was going out of control, and it just dropped.
Karen Redhead.
All right.
Multnomah County homeowners, including yours truly, are about to get a bill for the local levy that we've approved last November. We're going to be stunned to find out how much we're going to pay. It's the old battle. If you want services, you have to pay them. Now it's time to pay up, and property taxes are way up. As a matter of fact, they haven't skyrocketed this much in 20 years. It could be like 11%. Especially hit are those living in the Park Rose area, which was below average, but they're closing the gap with the 11% tax hike. This property owner is shocked by his bill.
I think it's a crock. They're taxing us right out of the county. Not only the businesses, but I got retired people here, and I'm retired, and we can't afford this all the time.
Too bad. This property owner likes the tax hike.
I think we need to make a change desperately because we don't want to turn Oregon into a third world country.
A 100-year-old McMinnville man says he faces eviction from his home because he has 2 dogs. Elliot Foley moved into his mobile home 33 years ago. He said he owned dogs ever since and never had a problem. But in September, Foley got a letter from the real estate company says he'll be thrown out in the middle of October. He says he won't leave or get rid of his dogs, a poodle and a Rottweiler Shepherd mix. The property manager of the mobile home park has no comment. The real estate company doesn't return calls. So things can be okay in your trailer, but you still don't own the land, so
you
they can do whatever they want.
It's because that capital management company owns everything now. Let's talk about capital management
companies. What are they?
Siri, they're this company, man, that just... I'm not saying they're slumlords, but I mean they own like 95% of the. They own every place. They own Sarah's. They own. I think 3 of the 4. Because we were thinking about moving about 6 months ago, and so we were looking. You know, we ended up not doing it, but we were looking at all these different places, and they owned. I think 3 out of the 4 we looked at were owned by them, and they're just completely.
I didn't think they were that big of a company.
They're everywhere, man. They're spreading like a scourge. Yeah. They're spreading like mold over week-old cheese sitting out in the sun. It's just like a thing that spreads. They're just everywhere. You can't get around them. I mean, they're incredibly difficult to deal with on almost every level.
I wonder if they own the Princess Ida Apartments in St. John's or the Princess Joanne Apartments.
Maybe. I don't know. They probably own, I think they own a lot of business buildings. They probably own all those gold and pawn places. There's that place that was at Pietro's in St. John, had like the 9 different pawn shops right across from it, the Easy Gold place, where you could go in and like buy the big, where you could go in and buy something for your, you know, if you wanted to go in and be buying something for your baby mama, you go in there and stitch something like a huge gold rope like in the window or something, so they probably own all those buildings.
But it's probably a good idea to go in instead of waiting for the bus.
Yeah, probably. So you're going to take that same bus tomorrow?
But it's the only choice, it's the only place where you can... Does anybody have, like, any armor I could borrow?
Somebody.
Or maybe I should just go kill myself in the car wash.
So she got shot at the car wash?
No. She got out of the car during the car wash and was, like, cleaned to death. well, scrubbed to death, probably. She was an older woman, and you're not supposed to get out of your car when you're driving through the car wash. And they made it a memorial. There were flowers in a vase outside the car wash. Like, in memory of Effie or whatever her name was. So it was there for a long time. I don't know who had the courage to finally say, you know, this can't remain a memorial here. This is just a place of business.
But she had a gleaming sheen, though, when she died.
Well, you want to forget this property management company and buy a place in St. John's and enjoy it like the rest of us.
She had a finish that kept dirt and grit away from her surface for weeks on end as they were sticking her in a coffin. So, clean to death. All right. With those big floppy, like, drape things that come down are all hitting you, you know. All right.
So that's all the fun of living where we live.
There you
and
go.
And why we do it every day.
Yeah. There's really no way to top that. All right, we'll be back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up this hour, CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten will be playing the new track by our friend The Low. And later on, we have cousins Jessica and Sarah who are going to be here, our new prospective 1080 girls. You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
I can't tell, but goodbye's too good.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, CNN's Rhonda Schaffler is wearing a fetching outfit today.
Is she looking mighty fine?
She really is. She's a fine-looking woman.
Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I am.
Do you want to introduce the traffic?
Ah, yes. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Yes, seeing lots of slow spots all around the city. I-5 North is slowing from the Fremont all the way up to the Interstate Bridge. That's due to an earlier accident. I-5 South, seeing delays as you head down toward 205. Both directions of the Banfield aren't looking too bad yet. And inbound on the Sunset, seeing delays from Murray into the city. This report is a service of AT&T Wireless. For the most coverage in North America, choose AT&T Wireless, the best in wireless service. Call 888-MY-MLIFE. That's MLIFE, your mobile life made better from AT&T Wireless. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's all true. Coming up this hour, we have our new song from The Low. Good friend, Portland hip-hop artist, The Low. We're going to play his new single this hour. We've also got, what else? CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten coming up in the second hour of the show, How Chicks Think, with Jolie from the front desk. Another edition of It's the Worst Song Ever. Jessica and Sarah, our next two prospective 1080 girls, are going to be here today. Later on, top five, our top five of it today, top five rock and roll movies of all time. All on the way. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. He's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And we have a little breaking news here. Aurora schools are in a lockdown due to police activity in the area. School officials say officers are in pursuit of a suspect on foot near those schools. They are North Merriam Primary School, North Merriam Intermediate School, North Merriam Middle School, North Merriam High School. They were made in lockdown until police clear that area. Well, David Spade doesn't seem to like having his home on a celebrity house sightseeing tour. A driver at Starline Tours in Hollywood says a little girl on a tour spotted Spade near his Beverly Hills home and yelled, "Hi, David." The driver said Spade didn't even look up, but he flipped the little girl the bird. The driver tells Us Weekly the girl cried for the rest of the tour. The driver says another time Spade threw tennis balls at the bus.
I shouldn't laugh. See, that's one of those things where I just don't want to laugh, but how can you not? But I'm generating bad karma and an almost certain eternity in the afterlife being punished by guys with horns and pointed sticks. It's funny.
I laugh, too.
Flipping off four-year-olds is funny. What are you doing taking a four-year-old on a Starline tour anyway? Someday, when I'm king, what we're going to do is just like that episode of Three's Company where they drew the line down the middle of the house and then, you know, and Janet and Chrissy had one side and Jack had the other. Hey, remind me to talk to you about Three's Company stars in just a second.
Sure.
But what we're going to do is we're going to divide this country into two sections. There's going to be a side of the country for people with children. There's going to be a side of the country for people without And that'll make everybody a lot happier. You know what? Because people who have children, you want to sit and talk about your child's bowel movements with people, you'll have a whole country of people in which to do it.
So just places or like transportation, like
buses, like full on, like
airplanes
and
stuff?
No, like literally down the middle of the country. It's going to go right through Kansas or whatever country, whatever
state. Let them live in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Or how about the southern states? Put them all there.
That's God's country anyway. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of states nobody's doing anything with.
Montana?
Nobody's doing anything with Wyoming. You ever been to Wyoming? It's just a jillions of acres, if nothing. So, you know, Wyoming, Utah, just fence off all these states and we'll make them, you know, Chaldonia. That's where you can go if you have children. The rest of us can engage in our lives and go about them in a peaceful fashion without having to reek of graham crackers and apple juice all the time.
Well, with his 82nd birthday a month away and a recent illness that required brain surgery, Rodney Dangerfield is beginning to imagine life without him, and he doesn't like it. So according to the New York Post, he's looking into having himself cloned. His publicist confirms that the bug-eyed comic has met with scientists at CloneAid, a controversial company which claims to have cloned 5 people. His wife Joanne says, quote, they said they could create a clone of Rodney by taking a swab of cells from Rodney's cheek. CloneAid made headlines in December when CEO Bridget Bossolet announced the creation of a baby clone named Eve from an infertile couple.
Whatever happened to that? That's a story that just went away.
Yeah,
whatever happened to the
she
clone?
She never proved it. She didn't prove it. She just vanished from the headlines.
Are CloneAid, is that the same people as the Raelians? Is that the same group?
Yes, I believe so.
Because remember they had a baby and then they had 10 babies and then there was a million and then they just, but they were going to confirm and then they never confirmed and then they were gone.
Yeah, maybe Clyde could do
no
maybe he knows
on
that.
I'm all for cloning Rodney Dangerfield. Let's clone Mel Brooks while we're at it, too. It's a whole group of people we got to be cloning right
Tony
now.
Tony Danza.
Yes, also him. Alan Thicke while we're at it. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten live from New York City. How are you, my friend?
At Yankee Stadium, sports fans. I'm doing just fine. How are you, Rick?
There's a game of some kind going on.
Yeah, this is another one of those tough assignments that I always love calling into your show to complain about being sent to, you know?
Yeah, now I know that you talk to a lot of sports fans, you talk to a lot of people that are very into baseball, people who know the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, all the details of the game. I'm not one of those people. So you are at Yankee Stadium where the Yankees are playing who?
You're kidding me, right?
I'm really not. Matt, am I kidding?
Yeah, Gary, Rick is about, I don't know. I don't even know how to put it. He has no sports knowledge whatsoever.
So I can actually say anything, and he would believe me.
Dude, yeah, you could tell me.
As long as you don't say the Dallas Cowboys, because he might actually know that's a football
you
game.
You could say they were playing the Bad News Bears, and I'd give it 50-50 whether or not I could even spot it. You know what I mean? This doesn't have to do with that. I really am not bluffing. I don't understand.
Yeah, I know you're not. That's the funny thing.
Is this... You're at Yankee Stadium, and is this the same thing that it was the guy with the ball and the fan who caught it and the Cubs and the thing?
No. That was Chicago versus the Florida Marlins at Wrigley Stadium, which is in Chicago.
That's the National Stadium,
which you may not realize is located in the Bronx, which is a borough of New York.
Well, I'm aware of where the Bronx is, but I don't know. I thought the Cubs might be playing.
No, not yet. They might be. Here's how it works. This is the American League Championship Series between the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox, and it's the greatest rivalry in Major League Baseball because it dates back to the fact that the last time that the Boston went to the World Series was in 1918, and after that they traded Babe Ruth to the Yankees, and so they call it the curse of the Bambino. The poor Red Sox have not been to the World Series since.
All right,
so this is a huge rivalry. So in the minds of many baseball fans, this series here, which if the Yankees win, will be decided tonight. If the Yankees lose, will be decided in a Game 7 tomorrow, is potentially a bigger game than the World Series, which, of course, is the whole enchilada.
Now, is this a thing? Can they even ride the subway together, these people, without getting into some sort of a brouhaha?
Well, it's not the fans that are the problem. It's the players who are having the brawls out on the field and in the in the bullpen. The fans have been pretty well behaved. Actually, a buddy of mine happens to be the police officer who processes every single prisoner who gets arrested at Yankee Stadium during a postseason game. He has a van out there where they have a little portable computer. they run a check. In fact, if you have anybody you want to check on a criminal history, call me after you get off the air.
Excellent.
My guy will run it for you, you know? And I stopped by to see him before coming into the stadium. I said, have you had any arrests in any of the previous games? He said, not a one. I said, well, what about tonight? What do you think? He says, well, tonight may be different because tonight they're expecting that there may be an overflow of the animosity that occurred out on the field in Boston.
All right. How many people does Yankee Stadium hold?
How many people does Yankee Stadium hold? I got to ask a sports reporter that. A bunch.
Yeah, I think it's about 50,000.
About 50,000, I am told. I was just about to count them all for you, but fortunately there's an intrepid sports reporter sitting next to me who knew that right.
Excellent.
At the top of his head. So,
ask him about the curse of the goat.
50,000 fans here.
I'm sorry, what am I asking, Tim?
The curse of the goat.
What is the curse of the goat?
Oh, now you're testing me. See, this is turning about... Anybody know what the curse of the goat is?
Chicago thing.
It's a Chicago thing. We're not supposed to know about that here in Yankee Stadium. I'm told it's not something to be discussed in this stadium.
So there
you have it.
All right. See, these are all things I don't know. I don't know any of
these. I don't know this one either. However, what's very interesting is the Chicago Cubs have not been in the World Series since...
1908.
Since 1908 was the last time that they won.
Oh, yeah.
So the real baseball fans outside of New York and Boston, I mean New York and Florida, really want it to be a Boston-Chicago series because neither of those teams have been in the World Series so long. It would just have intense interest. But, of course, that's not true among the majority of the people sitting here in the stands waiting for this game to begin.
Well, and everybody in America, their favorite baseball team by default is sort of the Yankees, right? The Yankees are sort of the Dallas Cowboys of they're sort of America's team, right?
Well, I grew up watching the Detroit Tigers when they actually had a baseball team because I grew up in Detroit, and I always had a grudging respect for the Yankees, always. It's the winningest franchise in sports, so... obviously, you got to give them their due.
All right. Well, see, and here in the Northwest, the closest thing we have to a baseball team is the Seattle Mariners, and they just stumble around like a bunch of retarded seals on the field. You know, they don't know what the hell they're doing. So, I mean, I think I'll root for the Yankees as of today.
There you go.
There you go. As of today, I'm declaring my allegiance. I'm a Yankees fan as of right now.
All right there, Mr. Imus.
All right. There you go. There's a CNN radio correspondent, Gary Baumgarten, right there at Yankee Field. All right. It's 503-250 or Yankee Stadium.
Hi, sports
whatever
fans. Here's more.
Yankee. I didn't even see.
Yankee
I held it.
Stadium, also known as the house that Ruth.
I tried to hold it together for as long as I could, man. I was trying to keep up the facade that I even had the vaguest idea of what I'm talking about. I just don't know. It's like wait. Have you got this thing about the Cubs?
Yeah.
I came to work this morning, and Tim's just sitting in front of the television with that sort of glazed-over, non-comprehending look that I get when confronted with story problems and any sort of standardized math test, you know, or it's just you know what it is? It's a look that my friend Todd and I have come to call the cow looking at a dictionary look, you know, where it's like if you put a dictionary in front of a cow, he'd just stare at it, maybe wanting to comprehend, but it's just sort of a blank blinking kind of a thing where there's not really any cognitive process going on, no matter what effort he puts behind it. That's Tim and I trying to follow baseball news on the television this morning. But we'll give it 100%. We'll play the game we know we can play here.
Hi, sports fans. The Chicago Cubs fan who at Wrigley Stadium, which is named after gum, who deflected a pop foul ball that may have been caught for an out in Game 6 of the NLCS last night, is feeling the heat today. Hiding his face behind a sweatshirt, he was escorted out of Wrigley Field for his own safety. The fan tried to pry the sweatshirt away from him as he was escorted out of the friendly confines.
Because I wanted to expose him for ruining what could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
This fan thinks the man who deflected the foul ball in the 8th inning should be exposed.
And then I ended up somehow getting behind security and was right next to the guy. I go, hey, is this the guy? And his friend goes, what are you doing here? And I was holding like a sweatshirt over his face, and I ripped the sweatshirt down over his face. There was a camera right there. Someone should have seen his face.
So, this is part of the curse of the goat, say many. One goat owner, Sam Sianis, who owns a goat at a nearby tavern, brought it down to the stadium.
No, that didn't. Nobody call us yet. Nobody call us yet. We're still away. The goat's ready to go over there and attack Florida and give leave to the Cubs so we can have the pennant here and we go for the World Series.
All right, I held
Harpo,
on.
I like Harpo Marx.
I held on as long as I could there, but like a third of the way through, I just let go of that rope. There was no following whatever the hell that guy was saying.
Well, people apparently like this goat.
Oh, they do. We were over yesterday. Outside the Wrigley Field, we had a thousand people around the goat. They was fed the goat, taking pictures with the goat, and they asked the goat, what do you think? So the goat was stand up like that, and everybody was happy, and everybody, you know, they thought that was the end of last night, you know.
All right, so it's the curse of the goat.
Okay,
we're not sure exactly what the curse is.
And I
actually found the curse. Do you want to know it?
Yes, please do.
All right. Sam Giannis, owner of the Billy Goat Tap, which is an inspiration.
That's him.
Yes, tried to bring a billy goat to a Chicago Cubs game in the 40s. When he was kicked out unceremoniously, he cursed the Cubs, saying they'd never win a pennant again until a billy goat sat in Wrigley Field, and for 50 years, they have not. Dun-dun-dun.
So maybe they ought to let the goat inside. Maybe he can catch a ball.
And they're angry at this guy who caught the ball yesterday. Yeah. Why?
Well, because I guess they would have scored some other runs and won the game.
No, the guy was reaching up trying to grab it. His glove was like almost in front of the ball. He could have caught it.
Oh, and the fan reached out and caught it.
Reached out.
That should count as an out. If a fan catches it like that without dropping, no glove especially.
No, the fan dropped it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they knocked it out of his way and then dropped the ball. And
I think you ought to get a free shot at the fan then. Everybody should line up and be able to take a running kick at that guy and kick him in the nuts.
Well, they escorted the fan out.
And he's not at work today.
Yeah. We've got this. Dude. Shut the F up about baseball. No one with an IQ above 2 gives a rotten rat's ass about that effing boring ass waste of time. Imagine, take the collective brain power of all Yankee and baseball fans in general and you could light up a cheap ass digital clock for about 3 seconds. No one cares. F Matt with a baseball bat.
This F Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Speaking of which, you want to go ahead and bring up in the AV, bring up F Matt 3? So bring up FMAT 3 and play the new track from our friend The Low, Portland hip-hop artist, friend of the Rick Emerson Show. Go ahead and roll that if you would, Mr. Peterson. It's our new track from The Low, exclusive right here on the Rick Emerson Show.
Work most of your life, let me hear you say F, Matt, F, Matt. If you hate a spoiled rapper tonight, let me hear you say F, Matt, F, Matt. Now when I say F, y'all say Matt, F, Matt, F, Matt. Now when I say F, y'all all say Matt. Come on, F, Matt. Yo, let me tell you about the day when it went too far. The day I heard a BMW was his first car. Not a spoiled little bastard wants to rub it in good, cause he grew up in a high class neighborhood. Every day he's got a new toy, this game gets old. Every month his mom balls from around the globe. When he should be on the go preparing the show, he's in the studio watching 90210. He's got a silver spoon smile and I'm mad about that. So I'ma take his time and prepare to F Matt. If you people wanna join in, it's part of the game. When you screaming out F and we're using his name. If you think he doesn't like it, yo, who the hell cares? Cause he's chilling like a villain while we getting gray hair. So for everybody from the east to west coast, put your drink up in the air as I propose a roast. Now if you had to work most of your life, let me hear you say F, Matt, F, Matt. If you hate us, boy, you're rapping tonight. Let me hear you say F, Matt, F, Matt. Now when I say F, y'all say Matt, F, Matt, F. Matt. Now when I say F, y'all say Matt. F, Matt, F, Matt. Now when I say F, y'all all say Matt.
Come on,
F, Matt, F, Matt. Now when I say F, y'all say Matt.
Come on,
F, Matt, F, Matt.
All right, there you go. There's F Matt, the new single from The Low, good friend of the Rick Emerson Show and Portland hip hop artist. Find out more at Darkness E, as in entertainment. Darkness E. .com. We'll be back. It's to the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That is wonderful.
It's genius, isn't that?
F Matt for getting me sick.
That's what I'm saying. Guy just knocks him out. You sound better today, though. You sound like he did yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like crap, though.
Yeah.
But this is how dedicated I am to the
show.
That's
what I'm saying. You're a trooper.
Thank you.
All right, here's Sarah dealing with the traffic.
Delay is possible at Southwest Barnes eastbound at Southwest Miller Road. There are reports of some power lines down out there. Also slow traffic due to an earlier accident at Marine Drive, I-5 northbound, and eastbound on the Sunset. Slow traffic, actually a lot of stop-and-go traffic, mostly stopped from Murray to Highway 217. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, and I just saw the, not to belabor the sports discussion, but I just saw on CNN the actual video of that. The fan grabbing, was literally like 2 inches away from the guy's glove. That's a guy who's going to be killed. I'm not advocating it or saying it should happen, but that's a guy that's going to have his spine taken out.
No, you should have heard the commentary. It was pretty funny. Like, they have escorted the young gentleman out of
Seriously,
the field for his safety.
Sports fans.
He was being heckled in a huge way.
Eh, it's not like sports fans are all that, you know. It's not like they're all that as subtle and sophisticated people as a general rule anyway. So, I'm just saying. Just some big, you know. Some big freaking guy who's been drinking those $7 beers all night gets a hold of that guy. It's going to be lights out, my friend. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on, Jessica and Sarah are our next two prospective 1080 girls are going to be here. Jessica and Sarah, who are their cousins. And then coming up on Friday, we've got the twin sisters. Grace and Glory that are going to be in here, so you want to be listening for that. We've also got another edition of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard coming up. Today's top five rock and roll movies of all time, and we'll play the latest incarnation of the new Tim Riley Factor song, Gene Simmons Took My Girl. We've laid down another musical layer on top of it. The acoustic guitars were added last night, so we got all that coming up, plus your phone calls. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Some classic TV stars will be proving their real cards tonight, as in poker. It is enough. Pop Dick Van Patten is hosting something called the Classic TV Poker Invitational at the Bicycle Casino in Bell Garden, California, the armpit of SoCal. That's what it's known as down there. All the contestants are also stars of classic TV series, including Brady Bunch cast member, you guessed it, Barry Williams, back again. How can he go away and get a regular job?
Did you ever hear that? Yes. That's Tim Riley, by the way, encouraging Barry Williams to commit suicide. Did you ever hear that rap song he did?
No.
Oh, God, it's so... I mean, look, I'm all for a little bit of the, you know, Gen X nostalgia. I'm all for, you know, classic television shows. I read his... I bought his book both in hardcover and paperback. I was a teenage Greg. I purchased that. Which makes me feel bad because I know that I've contributed to Barry Williams' overexposure because I bought his stupid book twice. There's a whole shelf of... You know, you look in my apartment, like 90% of my books. It's funny that 90% of my print media in my apartment is about the other media. Like, I have a book library that consists almost entirely of books about music, movies, and television. But anyway, so I got both the Brady, but there comes a point where you're embarrassed for him, that he's like a grown man. He's 52, I think, or something.
Well, it's like the time, you know, where his big appearance was on Good Day Oregon.
Oh,
and then
God.
Johnny Whitaker ended up on KWJJ. Making a personal appearance.
Well, and so Barry Williams, who's Greg on the Brady Bunch, he puts out this song like about a year and a half ago on his official website, and it was when Eminem had that real Slim Shady song, and it was a song called "The Real Greg Brady," and it was terrible. I mean, and it was terrible to this really that you wanted to go to his house and smother him with a pillow while he slept so that he would not disgrace him. Oh yeah, yeah.
He rap?
Oh yeah. I don't even want to play it. That's how bad it is. And we've played Randy Macho Man Savage. We played literal retarded children from California singing on this show. And I don't want to play you the Greg Brady song because it's that embarrassing.
Well, it's bad enough that at this Bicycle Casino, which is like next to an industrial area where auto parts stores are and stuff like that in Bell Gardens, also there will be Susan Olsen, who was the girl in Pigtails of Brady Bunch.
Yeah, that's not.
She really doesn't have a lisp. Batman star Adam West, who's kind of cool.
Yeah, but he's always drunk.
Yeah, that's true, too. Happy Days dad Tom Bosley, who's always
Tom
on
Bosley.
Commercials now. Odd Couple star Jack Klugman, who I thought was dead.
He's dead. That is a bunch of crap. Jack Klugman is dead.
Is he? I think you're mistaking him for somebody else, but I think he's dead. but I'm not sure.
I swear to God, Jack Klugman is dead. All right, who's going to be there? Let's go down the list one more time.
Dawn Wells of Gilligan's Island. She looks good for her age.
Let's start from the top. Who's going to be there?
Who's going to be? Dick Van Patten.
Okay, he is the father of Mark Van Patten, by the way, who was the color commentator on the World Poker Tour. That's why he's there.
And also, we have Barry Williams.
Barry Williams.
Susan Olsen.
All right.
Adam West.
Susan Olsen, who is Cindy.
Yep.
Adam West, who is entertaining but drunk with a bad hairpiece.
Mm-hmm. Tom Bosley.
Tom Bosley.
Jack Klugman.
Jack Klugman, who is dead. That guy is friggin' dead.
We have to make sure of that.
I'm looking it up
you
right now.
You should look it up, because somebody actually just walked by and said they thought he was alive, that he had a voice box thing. But
yeah,
well,
you know, he had that... he had that kind of thing going on. Sounds like he swallowed a wicker basket or something. Jack Klugman, who was Oscar on the television version of The Odd Couple.
And Don Wells.
Don Wells, who I would still bang in a heartbeat. I would just pork her like nobody's business. And she's like 100, so...
Now, they're going to get a $10,000 grand prize, but a spokesman for the casino says the celebrities probably don't need this sort of money. Yeah, like they don't. Don Wells doesn't, Barry Williams, Susan Olsen doesn't need $10,000 at this point. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that'll be going right to the charity to feed Don Wells.
Yep.
All right, we got more coming up. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Coming up next hour, Jessica and Sarah are our new prospective 1080 girls. Stay there. We'll be back. Here's the Dropkick Murphys.
Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Background. I'm sorry.
He just sat there choking.
Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
This report is brought to you by the Air National Guard. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job. You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Check it out online at goang.com. That's goang.com. Have reports of an accident. Expect delays eastbound on the Sunset right after Cornell Road, like it wasn't slow enough already. I'm Sarah Dillon on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hot Talk 1080. Hot Talk KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Riley. This news brought to you by your friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, on the western corner of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, or online at shaneco.com. A 17-year-old man in custody following a shooting this morning in St. John. The suspect got in a fight with a 39-year-old man over his relationship with his mother. Roosevelt High, which is two blocks away, is still locked down with a cop search for the weapon, which they haven't found yet. Then there's a lockdown for Aurora schools. Lockdown due to police activity in the area. They're in pursuit of a suspect on foot near North Merriam Primary, North Merriam Intermediate, and North Merriam Middle and High School. They'll all remain in lockdown. Somebody set a locker room on fire in a storage area at Grant High School this morning, causing $10,000 in damage and another $1,000 in damage. Nobody was hurt, but the high school's 1,800 students were evacuated immediately. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon calls for, as you guessed it, more rain decreasing later on. Then rain likely after midnight, rain likely tomorrow, rain for the next several days. Tim Riley, KOTK News.